This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Joe Fortenbaugh is our man in Vegas by way of the Bay Area. He, of course, Morning Man 95.7 The Game. You can watch him at 5 p.m. on the Daily Wager every day on the Four Letter Network. And, of course, he is Mr. Sharp 600 Podcast. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Morning, Joe.
Happy holidays, boys. Great time of year. Great time to be alive. I'd imagine the weather's getting ready to break in Chicago soon enough. Work productivity going to be an all-time low today. Let's get after it here.
And Joe joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of $7,000 off on Jeeps. All right, Joe, let's get to it. I have not filled out – well, I filled out my bracket, but I'm torn – I got Duke and Michigan State, and I got the winner of that game winning the NCAA tournament. I just don't know which way to go. I don't know who you like. We'll get into the best wagers to make, but who do you like to win the title? Let's start with that.
Let's start with a little bit of strategy first and foremost. There are different ways to approach different brackets. And what I mean by that is you want to look at three different categories. One, there are the monster bracket pools that you're in. Maybe it's 700, 800, 1,000 people, right? Then there are the mid-level pools that might have about 100, 125, 150. And then there are the smaller ones you might be in. Maybe it's a family pool with 10 people. Maybe it's a smaller office with 25 or 30. This is very important because the size of the pool should dictate your strategy. The bigger the pool is, the riskier you want to be. Case in point, if you're in a pool with maybe 800 people, there's a good chance about 400 people have Duke to win it all. So why not take Virginia or UNC? UNC would be my pick there. We can get to that in a little bit. It's either you versus 400 people to win that bracket, or if you take a team like UNC, it could be you versus 175 people to win that bracket. And if that's the case, is there that much of an advantage to Duke winning over UNC to justify that drop in percent, that 1 in 400 chance versus that 1 in 150 chance? I say no. So you want to get riskier in the bigger pools. That's the only way you're going to win. Anyone who plays daily fantasy sports in the mega pools for millions of dollars understands you got to take a contrarian approach. You got to see what everyone likes, and you got to go the other direction. So the bigger the pool, the less likely you should be to take Duke to win it all. The smaller the pool, the chalkier you can be. So when I'm talking about chalk, I'm talking about favorites. You can go ahead in a family pool of eight people and have four number one seeds in the final four. I'm sure your Aunt Martha might have that as well because she likes the colors. But the reality is you could play the favorites more so in a smaller pool than a big pool. So that's number one, bracket strategy. Number two, as it pertains to Duke, because everyone's talking about Duke, here's what you need to know. Number one, I was talking to a bookmaker in Vegas this week. Zion Williamson, in his opinion, is worth 6 points to the point spread. That is an insane number of points to be worth to the point spread as a college basketball player. Guy's been booking games for 20-plus years. I asked him, in all your time, can you think of another player who was worth that much? And I put him on the spot, and maybe there is a guy that was, but he said no. He couldn't think of a player
that's
worth as much.
2003?
Yeah, Melo was hot. That year with Syracuse, he was hot. I know he was a phenom, and thinking back, I'm trying to figure out if we viewed him similar to how we view Zion. That's a pretty good comparison there. But, I mean, think about how far back we have to go to get to that example, right? We're talking almost 20 years, so... With Zion and what he's worth, this team has become overvalued, overinflated. Everybody likes him. Everyone's going to be betting him. There is going to be value going the other way, in my opinion. Here's the biggest problem with Duke. Duke can't shoot the three. someone at some point in this tournament is going to play a zone defense, and they're going to put two guys on Zion. And he's going to need to kick that ball out, and they're going to need to knock down their shots. Now, maybe they get hot in a few games and it's not an issue, but someone's going to figure that out. Duke's going to go cold. I think Duke gets beat. So even in the smaller brackets, I'm not taking Duke. In your situation, Mully, I'm not sure how big the bracket is, but I like Michigan State there. I would probably be taking Michigan State, to be honest with you.
Where's the money, Joe? Where is the money?
And who's the lowest seed?
Now we're getting down to brass tacks here.
and who's the lowest seed that you have the highest degree of confidence in?
I have to bring that up, to be honest. This is a bit of a disappointing answer, but I spend so much time focusing more on the bets than I do the brackets. My famous line is that these pools I'm in, even if I win the pool, I'm probably going to lose that amount of money in juice on this early wave of games. So it's like, how do I get invested in 3 weeks when I could probably end up losing more than that in just the juice early on? So I focus more on the bets than I do on the seeds. I would say if I was working my way down, Virginia's got the easiest path of the quadrant. I'm not even looking at Tennessee or anybody else in that top right quadrant. Virginia's path is easier, in my opinion, than anyone's. I have gotten a little funky with the lower left quadrant. I've messed around with Florida State a little bit. I know the money is coming in against them today in the Vermont game. If you're looking for a sharper side, I think it's Vermont. Florida State opened around 11 as a favorite. That's down to 9. There is some sharp money on Vermont, but I think the Seminoles have a lot of boxes checked in terms of making a run here. They've got a veteran-laden squad. They play in a battle-tested conference. I think they've only lost 2 games in like 54 days. Mm. They made it to the ACC final against Duke. There's nothing they're going to see in that quadrant that they didn't see during the regular season or during the conference tournament. Like, the Gonzaga is not going to be anything all that more overwhelming than anybody they faced in UNC or Duke all year. I think you can look at a team like Nevada and ask yourself, can they find the magic like they did last season? They feel to me like a team that they came in with a lot of hype, they performed to a certain level, then they dropped off and everybody forgot about them, and the committee did them no justice whatsoever the way they seeded them down there with an early matchup against Florida, and then they're going to have to go up against Michigan most likely in the second round. I think they can make some noise down there. I think Texas Tech can make a little noise. That's where I'd get funky. I don't have a lot of faith in Gonzaga. They play this 2-month bye of a conference schedule, and then they go and they get knocked out by St. Mary's right away in the conference tournament. I mean, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to get excited about your program when that happens? I'm sorry. There are other conferences out there, Big Ten, ACC, that test their teams on a regular basis.
Yeah, I agree with that assessment. It's like horse racing for me. When I start looking at a team like Virginia, I start figuring out, how do I eliminate them? You know, I look at a team like the Zags. How do I get rid of them? Where are they going to fall? It's a different way of approaching your bracket, because you just want to find a spot for them to lose, which is more reflective on what you think of the coach, what you think of the program.
Joe, two teams in the lower right bracket. You said Houston and Auburn. You see a lot of mixed opinions on both of those teams. Houston with Kelvin Sampson and Auburn with Bruce Pearl.
Interesting teams. Very interesting teams. Let's start with the idea of Auburn. They win the SEC tournament. They had a great run there, so I think a lot of people have now kind of perked up as to what Auburn might be in this tournament. Now, here's the thing with Auburn. -5.5 against New Mexico State. That's one of the games I was going to talk to you about. I like Auburn. I would lay those points with Auburn. I see the money kind of moving against them, but there are some smarter guys out there that are siding with Auburn. And time again, New Mexico State, teams from that conference, the Mountain West, they get into the tournament and they just flame out. I remember back when I was living in Vegas, the one weekend UNLV had made it in, and everyone was really excited. And that opening round, I mean, the Mountain West just got kicked right out of the tournament in virtually every regard. I don't have a ton of faith in all the teams, the conference in general. There's some teams there that can make some noise, but New Mexico State, I don't have as much faith in them as some who are betting them early. I would go ahead and lay the points with Auburn. I don't think they make a deep run in this thing, but I do think they can survive and cover the number in the opening round. Houston's another intriguing team. A lot of tests were thrown their way this season, and they came up aces. I mean, I know it wasn't perfection, but by and large, they're a team that checks a lot of boxes. And if you wanted to have them making some noise in the bracket, I wouldn't be against that. I think there's a lot of vulnerability where they lie. I think there's a lot of mess that can be made early on. By and large, though, when we're talking about the lower right, UNC is going to be the team. Maybe I'm biased because I think I watched more of them this year than most teams. But you need good, strong guard play in the tournament. Yep. UNC has that. They're battle-tested. They won some big games in big spots. I mean, they took down Duke multiple times, and then when they finally lost to him in the conference tournament, when Duke found a way with Zion back to win, they didn't even cover that game. UNC was still right there the whole way. Tough to beat a team like that three times in 1 year. So I think when it's all said and done, UNC feels like the most bankable of the four number one seeds to get through their quadrant.
All right, what are your picks? Let's just get flat out to picks.
Yeah, enough foreplay here. Too much foreplay for the listener's liking. Let's get right down to brass tacks. I'm going to give you ones that I've heard about, and I'm going to give you ones I like. I'll start with one I already mentioned, Vermont +9. You're not getting the best of the number, but this is one where Florida State opened as a huge favorite, right up around 11. The money immediately came in on Vermont, knocked it down to 9. Coaching issues with Florida State. We've seen some mishaps in the tournament before with game management late in the halves. I know the sharper guys like Vermont +9. An interesting one that I've been toying with, LSU versus Yale. This game opened LSU -8. It's been bet all the way down to LSU -6.5. LSU was a freight train this season, and then they were a one-and-done in the SEC tournament because their head coach got caught in that FBI wiretap scandal. I mean, the one thing we take away from this, you need a bag man. Why are you the guy making those phone calls? You got to have someone do it for you so there's a little bit of plausible deniability. That was a big mistake for LSU. You got to figure there's a lot of uncertainty. Now, on one hand, a lot of the analytics guys are like LSU at this price point. Big physical team. They think they find a way to get through it. But there are a lot of guys who are siding with Yale. They think there's a big letdown coming for LSU because a great season went to you-know-what right at the end there. So that's one to get dicey with if you want. I played Yale at +8. You're not getting the best of it at +6.5, but keep an eye on that game. I don't have a bet on this one, but I know that some of the sharper guys like Seton Hall +2.5 against Wofford. Wofford had a tremendous season. This is the highest seed that a Southern Conference team has gotten since I think it's like 1985, somewhere around there. They're a 7 seed. They shoot the 3 really well. Fun team that's had a lot of consistent success, but I know there's some wise guy money on Seton Hall +2.5. I'm going to lay the 2.5 with Nevada over Florida. I believe that Nevada and Coach Musselman are better than they looked late in the season. I think just like last year, once they get to the tournament, they're going to figure it out. I'll take them over the Gators. We talked about laying the points with Auburn over New Mexico State. I'm playing Oregon +2 over Wisconsin. The line's moving against me here. The Ducks have been red hot. They've won and they've covered in 8 straight. And not only that, this game's in San Jose. It's right down the street from me. Oregon to San Jose, same time zone, maybe an hour flight, maybe a little bit more. Wisconsin's got to fly 5 hours across 2 time zones for this game. That's a big advantage for Oregon. I'll take the Ducks +2. And then probably my favorite game of the opening round, give me the Anteaters of UC Irvine. I believe this game is on Friday. They open somewhere around +6. They're +4.5 right now. They're taking on Kansas State and Bruce Weber. Last time Bruce Weber had Kansas State as a 4 seed, which is what I believe they are here. I think the year was 2012 or 2013. They got knocked out in the opening round by LaSalle out of Philadelphia, the Big 5 there. I'll take UC Irvine plus the points. I like them in the upset over Kansas State there.
Wow.
All righty.
Thanks, Joe.
Buddy.
Good
That's
stuff.
Fantastic, pal.
Good stuff as always, boys. Enjoy the madness. I'll catch up with you soon.
All right, pal. That's great
you
stuff.
Too.
Thanks so much to Joe Fortenbaugh, Morning Man 95.7 The Game. And don't forget to watch him on the Four Letter Network. He's on the 5 p.m., the Daily Wager.
No confidence in Bruce Weber.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.